Hello, Health Source Nation. The topic for this short video is team members, finding them, keeping them. Because you know, the question is, are you having trouble finding great team members right now? And if so, you are absolutely not alone. It is everywhere. It's in all industries. It's in all states. It's in most countries. So in this short video, I'm going to discuss how to attract and keep phenomenal team members that can help you grow your practice, help support you, if you will. You know, because what's happening is most chiropractors are having just massive difficulty not only finding, but keeping team members. So let's ensure you're not in that group. So all right, let's talk about how to attract great staff. This is a question I've received no less than 8 times this past week alone, which is why we're doing this video. So let's face the truth. It is absolutely an employee's market out there. I mean, all kinds of businesses are in need of team members, and they're raising compensation in an attempt to attract the people that they need. I mean, you can go to a gas station right now and get $15, $16, $17 an hour. A gas station. The trouble here is that historically, chiropractors have paid their teams really on the low side. Last week, I talked to a chiropractor, one of ours, that wondered why he was having large turnover. The first question I asked him, and it wasn't the most important question, but the first one was, well, what are you paying? His answer, $12 an hour. I did a backflip in my head. $12 an hour, no benefits, nothing. So is compensation the most important thing to people? Actually, no, it's not. Being part of something that really makes a difference, which is what we do in our clinics, and it also makes people feel valued, well, that's way more important than money. But you also need to be competitive when it comes to compensation. You need to be cognizant of that. It can't be ignored. So in fact, when it comes to compensation, you need to think about it perhaps maybe in like 2 different aspects, which are money and benefits. Money, benefits. Yeah, I said benefits. So let's dig into each issue quickly, because when you solve them, it's much easier to attract and keep a great team. Staff turnover is incredibly disruptive and costly to you. So let's eliminate and mitigate that issue from your practice. When you lose team members and you're shorthanded, things get missed, patient care can suffer because you're trying to do too many jobs, wear too many hats at once, and then patients vote with their feet and don't finish their care plans. That is crazy costly, and then you need a ton of new patients to try to make up for it. Plus, other team members are now overworked, and everybody gets burned out, which leads to more people quitting. So meanwhile, your billing gets behind, your accounts receivable starts to escalate, practice doesn't bring in enough money, you're stressed out about massive needs for new patients. These are real-world problems that cause havoc, all because you're shorthanded or don't have the right people in the right positions. You don't have the right people on the bus. So when it comes to compensation, what do you think a front desk specialist, a rehab specialist, or a billing specialist should earn? And should they be hourly or salary? Well, here we go. Compensation, well, that varies, of course, from area to area, city to city, state to state. I mean, for instance, you're going to pay a lot more in California than you're going to pay in Idaho. So consult your field expert for the range in your area, and then let's talk about what to do with that range. I mean, it's also pretty easy to look online to see what people are paying, but you're going to want to be in the upper range of pay if you want to look far more attractive to a potential employee. Remember, it's an employee's market. So let's say the average pay range for a front desk specialist in your area is $15 to $20 per hour. I recommend you go towards the top end, to the very top end. But before you start complaining about, oh my gosh, rising costs, labor, etc., please remember the damage and cost to your practice that happens when you have a stressed out and overworked team. High turnover, staff burnout, etc. It costs you a ton, period. So plus, when you attract a better candidate, chances are they're going to perform at a much higher level than someone who is actually willing to accept the low end of the pay scale, like $12 or $15. A higher performing team helps you build an even more successful practice, and that in turn brings in more revenue. Now, the next consideration that we've got to talk about right now is paying your team by the hour or making them salaried. Well, what do you think? That choice is entirely up to you. But I can tell you from employing hundreds of team members over the years that when your team are salaried, they tend to stay a lot longer than hourly employees. There is a mindset involved. It's psychology. It's a sense of security and well-being that's generated when you move your team member from hourly over to salary. And it's really simple to do. Just do the math on what they'd earn over about a 38-hour work week. Convert that to salary. Just knowing they're guaranteed a set compensation every single week, regardless of if there's a holiday, well, that goes a huge way to building security, which in turn pays dividends to your practice, much less turnover. Now, the last issue that we want to discuss on this short video is benefits, because this has also been part of these questions I've been getting this past week. In today's employment world, if you don't offer some level of benefits, you're going to find it extremely hard to attract and retain team members. Extremely hard. Check out the ads on Indeed.com. I mean, companies are paying sign-on bonuses to people they have no idea whether or not they're going to work out. Why? Because they need bodies. I don't think you need to pay a sign-on bonus. So let's not go there. But benefits get people's attention, and they're necessary. The most basic benefit is PTO, or paid time off. Now, this tends to work best when you do one of two things. You can offer a set amount of PTO over the course of the year, and of course that would include vacation or sick and personal time, all lumped into that PTO. It's simple and it's quick. The other choice, which is preferable, is to offer a set amount of vacation time each year, with the first days usually being granted after being employed with you for perhaps 6 months. There's psychology involved in here as well. That's why it's preferred. Then you add in additional PTO for sick or personal time. Now, before you get irritated and angry, I hear you. Vacation and PTO, that costs money, real money. But it will also move mountains in attracting and retaining great team members. That's important. And you should also strongly, let me just throw another one in here. You should also strongly consider health insurance. The easy route is to grant your staff a set amount of cash you'll contribute to their health care insurance every single month. This can work, and it's simple. But the better route, the far better route, is to actually offer a health insurance plan to your team. Use a broker, an insurance broker in your state, to shop plans for you. You can choose a probationary period after which the insurance kicks in, which we wholeheartedly recommend. You can also choose what percent of the premium that you're going to pay for your employees. The most common percentages that we see run from 50 to 70% of the premium for that employee. Now, vacation, PTO or paid time off, and health insurance, they're the three biggest benefits. What's the fourth? Well, because this is gaining steam, and that's to offer some sort of retirement plan, such as a 401k. A 401k, the most common structure we're seeing right now and what we recommend is a 3% match. This kind of a program is absolutely simple to get started, and it benefits you and your company at an incredible level. And so actually everything we discuss can have a huge impact on helping you grow an even more successful practice, which of course benefits you and your family. There's an investment in the beginning for sure, and a leap of faith. But it can go a very long way to helping you run your office at peak efficiency. And an office running at peak efficiency can be highly profitable, not just productive, but profitable. And over time, and with a great strategy, you can have well over $1 million practice, and you can do it the right way. You can do it quickly. As your practice scales, you can also offer additional benefits, which we highly recommend as you're scaling to higher levels, and those would be things such as profit sharing or defined benefits plan. I've offered these for many years to the team, our team members. And if you want top talent on your team with little or no turnover, these types of benefits are necessary. A well-paid team will be working to help build your practice nonstop, helping support you. So if you want to attract and retain the best of the best, the really best team members, benefits are crucial. Plus, they're fair, and in today's world, they're expected. Investing in your team is investing in your practice's long-term success. Hope you found some value. Have a fantastic day.